Okay, we're good. Well, that fire thing, I guess that's okay, but now everyone's going to want to unretire. Raleigh Fingers, Kissinger, Kevorkian, Larry Craig. Well, good luck to Brett Favre, come on. You know, but no pantyhose.
No.
If he goes Namath on us in New York, you know, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing the pantyhose. Then it's all over, Brett. And New York's a whole different place, you know. In fact, it's New Jersey. That's how different it is. Oneida Bingo versus Atlantic City. It's a world of difference there, you know. It's a lot for a kid from Kiln to bite off, let alone chew. Kiln, Mississippi. But if he can pop back up off his butt here, he can pop off his butt anywhere. Say that 10 times fast. It looks like a Aaron Rodgers neighborhood now, so stay tuned for that. In other news, the Chinese use the opening ceremony to overrun the world. Just kept coming out of the stadium. It's an amazing thing. A totally Chinese idol out there. These are some fun-loving communists. 2,000 drummers. Did you see that? What's next? 2,000 bass players? Huh? Oh, boy. That'd be a good one there, wouldn't it? Page 2. President Bush got up to stomp the yard at one point. Check it out on YouTube. It's very good. Mr. Bush made some controversial statements after landing in Beijing. Mr. Chairman, tear this wall down. Ich bin eine Google, said he didn't know where he was at all, and free the internets. Called for cheap knockoffs of Dior and Chanel, demanded Lenovo release IBM, dangled the prospect of American Speedo racer swimsuit technology, and then left through the wrong door. They're so ornate, you can't find the handles. That's what it is. And by the time he reached the stadium, he only said, "Red China looks good on a blue tablecloth." That's what it was. And a few others. Advice after mistake is like medicine after dead man's funeral. He did say that. After wedding bells, prefer no phone bells. Bad winner when honorable cheese chase mouse. Page 3. The Olympics opening festivities were said to cost $1 billion, enough to give every Chinese 2 bits. And a shave and a haircut. And still other news, Bill Clinton to speak to convention with 5-second delay. Or maybe he needs 15. Why don't we just tape that sucker? You know, that'd be the best thing to do. Isn't it? The Democrats were going to have 2,000 drummers, but everyone was marching to a different one. Couldn't synchronize it. I don't know what it was. In lieu of a speech, Al Gore will power down to standby mode for 15 minutes. Saving untold energy. Hillary wants her name put in nomination for president of Girls Nation. John Edwards will be forced to run the gauntlet of Hillary women.
Ooh.
Might as well get it over with. On the campaign trail, Obama accuses McCain of playing the spot on the head card. McCain's spot is benign, but the rest of him is malignant. Hey, I just read what's written here. McCain calls Obama Paris Hilton. Obama calls McCain Colonel Hogan. With Henry Kissinger appearing as Colonel Clink. Paris responds to McCain's overtures, and because she's just about the way McCain likes them. You know. Well, looking at her number 2 spot. Look for the number 2 spot. Behind Vicky, you know, the hot lobbyist. So. McCain can forget about the silver discount at the Hilton, however. Not getting it. Have to put all the lobbyists up at the Ramada. The latest broadside, McCain says Obama wants to call a forfeit on this war, leaving his record at 1-1 with an asterisk after the first one. McCain rides at Sturgis with Vicky on the back of the bike. waving her bra over her head. I thought that was taking quite a few chances.
That was.
Yes. In other news, a federal lab handbook says nothing about not giving paranoid schizophrenics access to toxins. Talk with human resources. SpaceX satellites blow up due to CarX people getting in over their heads. Ben, thank you, sir. You know, without you, I don't know what I would do. Can we always be together? Is that possible? Okay. Bin Laden driver given a taxi medallion in New York City with provision that no Osama picture on the dash. You know, they tend to put their gurus up there. Russians looking at a summer palace outside Havana. 20 House Republicans with own rigs to go out wildcatting. A man who beheaded and partially ate seatmate in Winnipeg, Greyhound, said to be hardworking. It's true, that's what they said. They asked people this. Well, they said, well, he's very hardworking. You know.
They always do.
Yeah. Wow. Spain seizes 2.5 tons of cocaine on the I'll Say They're High Seas. Goose-stepping guards ironically lay Solzhenitsyn to rest. McCain gives back Ted Stevens' money as a Straight Talk Express crosses Bridge to Nowhere. Lou Dobb, this is the last page I warned you about. Lou Dobb personally throws switch on convicted Mexican killer in Texas. Perchlorate on Mars means 20 mule team borax can't be far behind. And thus civilization,
that's right,
as we know it. The old Ranger, we get the old Ranger in there. Airline Wi-Fi to allow rebooking in mid-flight. Chicago cop gets 15 months for leeching Starbucks. Superdog charges were dropped, however. Wife of evangelist Joel Osteen illustrates why Jesus never married. Sentenced to wash flight attendant's feet. Thank you so much. And that's all the news that is. You see, because Jesus washed the feet of the flight attendants.